Chapter 20. Run! Gong! Gong! Gong!
Someone must have heard us! Snow shrieks. We have to get out of here!
I don't care how sound asleep or evil Evelyn is. There's no way she's sleeping through this racket.
We have to get out of here! Now!
Prince Trevor declares. Plan. Plan. What's the plan?
To the moat,
I call.
We'll swim.
Jonah pulls my arm.
That might not be a good idea. We're out of sandwiches.
Crumbs. New plan. New plan.
Oh, I know.
Snow, can we lower the drawbridge?
Yes,
Snow says and runs to the entranceway.
I need help.
Prince Trevor hurries to her side.
What should I do?
Pull!
She points to the lever. He pulls, she pulls. The 25-foot bridge comes crashing down with a loud kablam. If evil Evelyn wasn't awake before, she is now.
Go!
I yell, grabbing Jonah's hand. The five of us all make a run for it. Jonah and I are in the lead, Xavier is behind us, and Prince Trevor and Snow are in the back.
Stop!
I hear. Arnaldo and two of his fellow guards are blocking the drawbridge. They are all large, very large. I think they even have tattoos. Snake tattoos. Or maybe they're wearing snakes. Not sure. Either way, they're scary. And their arrows are aimed at us. We stop short. I guess there were guards roaming the grounds after all. Oops.
Let's go back the other way,
Xavier says. New plan. We turn around, except evil Evelyn has taken over the entranceway. Plus, she has a beefy guard on either side, with more snake tattoos. More arrows are pointed at us. Now what? I look down to my right. Mama Croc has her jaw wide open and a hungry glint in her eyes. Baby Croc is on our left, looking equally hungry. We are officially surrounded. I am officially out of plans.
Well, 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 evil Evelyn snarls. Look who we have here. Guards, put the prince and the huntsman in dungeon number one. Put the brother and sister in dungeon number two.
Oh no, we can't go to the dungeon. How are we going to get home if we're in the dungeon?
We're not. If we're in the dungeon, we're not going home. Never, ever.
Dungeon number two is the better dungeon, Jonah whispers. I think I saw a ball.
That was a rat, I tell him, and I don't want to be in either dungeon. Evil Evelyn cackles.
As for Snow.
That's Snow? I thought Snow was in hiding,
one of the guards exclaims.
I thought she was dead,
Arnaldo murmurs.
You're both right, evil Evelyn says. She was in hiding, and soon she will be dead.
And with that, something inside Snow appears to crack.
No!
She yells at the top of her lungs.
No, no, no! You are done trying to kill me! Do you hear me? Done, done, done!
She points to the guards.
I command you to put down your weapons!
The queen laughs.
You command them? You can't command them!
I command them. You are nothing. You clean the house of dwarfs!
The dwarfs!
Maybe they'll show up and save us. Isn't that how it always happens in the movies? The heroine thinks she's about to become cat food, and then her friends swing in from the branches and save her? The dwarfs have saved Snow in the past. They're going to do it again, right? But how will they know to save us? Your papa's supposedly a genius. That's probably why he rode off earlier, to get the dwarfs. And now they're going to show up in the nick of time. Any second now. Now. Jonah pokes me in the ribs.
Abby!
Not now, Jonah.
But Abby!
I'm a little busy here, Jonah. Actually, not true, but I will be any second now, as soon as the dwarfs show up.
Abby!
He shouts. He takes off his satchel backpack, opens it, and shoves some papers at me.
The will!
The will?
Oh! The will!
We found the king's will! I shout.
You did? Snow turns back to us, a look of surprise on her face. I look at the first page, and then the second, and then the third. Please let there be something in here that helps Snow. Pretty please? Pretty please with a cherry on top? Pretty please with 100 cherries on top?
Are you done yet? Evil Evelyn asks as she admires her black fingernails. You're boring me.
I frantically flip through the pages. Nothing here, nothing here. Oh, here! I found it! Page 11, clause 2, I found it! I clear my throat dramatically. In case of my demise, the kingdom of Zamel will become the property of my one child, Snow White, the princess of Zamel. Queen Evelyn will remain her guardian until she is 16, and then Snow White will become queen. Everyone gasps.
I am 16, Snow exclaims.
I don't care if you're 30, Evil Evelyn snaps. Zamel is mine.
Apparently it isn't, Arnaldo murmurs. You're an imposter. Snow's the queen. Get the imposter queen, boys!
All the tattooed guards charge toward Evil Evelyn.
Yes! You haven't won yet! Evil Evelyn shrieks back. Snow can't be queen if she's dead!
She aims an arrow at Snow and pulls the bowstring.
No!
I yell.
No!
The guards yell. They jump on top of Evil Evelyn. But it's too late. The arrow is already flying through the air.
No!
Prince Trevor yells. In what seems like slow motion, he jumps in front of Snow.
Snow is saved! Yes!
But the arrow hits Prince Trevor square in the chest.
Ah! 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 There is screaming everywhere. A lot of it is coming from me.
Prince Trevor is still standing, but his knees are shaking. After a few dramatic seconds, they buckle and he falls right over the bridge and into the water.
Splash!
Oh no! Snow cries as she jumps into the water after him.
Splash!
Snow! I call out before I jump in after her.
Splash!
Me too!
Hollers Jonah as he cannonballs into the moat.
Jonah, no!
I command, but Splash, it's too late. Why does he never listen to me? So annoying.
Splash! Xavier jumps in too. Now we're all in the moat. Unfortunately, so are the Crocs.
Snap! Snap, snap!
Snow is struggling to hold up the bleeding Prince Trevor's shoulders while she treads water. Xavier is keeping afloat too while holding Prince Trevor's feet. I am holding Jonah. Mama and Baby Croc are coming toward us. Their jaws are open. They are growling. They are hungry. My mouth is dry. My heart is thumping hard against my chest. This is it. This is really it. We will never go home again. We will never see our parents again. I hug my shivering brother tight, close my eyes, and wait to become croc food.